We're cutting the WSHU winter fundraiser in half. Less interruption means more news you trust. We can raise part of our goal in half the time, but we need to raise all of it. That's why we're counting on you to give right now. When you do, your gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, thanks to a generous match. Give now at WSHU.org, or you can call 800-777-9748, and thanks. We can't do it without you.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Brookhaven residents are sick of the town landfill. Could Connecticut get rid of taxes on tips? A new documentary on former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut debuts this weekend. Plus, for the bird nerds, it's the latest from WSHU's Bird Song Break. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Brookhaven residents gathered this week at a town hall calling for the immediate cleanup of contamination from the landfill there. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
State officials from the Department of Environmental Conservation will meet with Brookhaven residents and local leaders on March 27th. The meeting to engage the public and other stakeholders is a required part of the effort to clean up an underground plume of contamination stretching about 4 miles south towards Belport Bay. The landfill has been the subject of lawsuits in the past over accepting waste like hazardous ash and contaminating the air and water. Brookhaven officials have to submit their remediation plan to the state by May 1st. That deadline has already been extended once. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
A group of Connecticut lawmakers are in support of a bill to eliminate state income tax on overtime pay and tips. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The No Tax on Tips bill would be an extension of federal legislation which passed last year. The bill seeks to eliminate state taxes on tips or gratuities, which taxpayers are required to report as income. The bill would also create an exemption from overtime pay from the personal income tax. State Representative David Rettigliano says the bill would especially benefit those in the hospitality industry, whose income can be unpredictable.
This is one way to give people a break, something that the federal government has done that we can now do in Connecticut to put more money in pocket of hardworking men and women.
Supporters of the bill spoke Friday at the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee public hearing. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Talks to fund the Department of Homeland Security and end a partial government shutdown are stalled in the Senate. DHS has been shut down since February 14th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, says they won't provide the necessary votes to fund the department until there are meaningful reforms to ICE. Schumer says talks between his caucus and the Trump administration have been slow going.
So far, they have not budged on the key issues like masks, like warrants, like oversight from state authorities. So far, we've heard crickets from them, nothing. They're not negotiating. They're just trying to pass paper back and forth with no real changes.
ICE is still funded during the shutdown thanks to a contingency fund from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. A new law in Connecticut aims to crack down on bottle redemption fraud. Plus, the Joe Lieberman documentary comes out this weekend, and it's the latest from WSHU's Bird Song Break.
Hi, I'm music host Lauren Rico, and this October, I'm inviting you to see Iceland with me. It's a place of dramatic beauty, roaring waterfalls, quiet coastlines, and skies so dark you can actually see the northern lights. We'll explore by day, unwind in the Blue Lagoon, and let the landscape set the pace. The trip runs October 2nd through 8th. Details are at WSHU.org.
Fire Island's Inlet Bridge passed inspection twice before it went viral for a video showing a gaping hole on the bridge looking down to the water below. That includes an inspection from last summer just before it was closed due to crumbling concrete. The New York State Department of Transportation says it's fixed the hole and that the bridge is safe. I-95 South briefly closed this morning after a car hit a pedestrian in Fairfield between exits 22 and 23. Police say it happened around 2:20 a.m. They say serious injuries were reported, but no further details were given. It's National Eating Disorder Awareness Week, and on Long Island, about 97,000 people suffer with an eating disorder such as bulimia or anorexia, according to research from Treatment Center Monte Nido. Stony Brook University clinical psychologist Jenna Achimowitz says the disorders can be very serious for some patients.
We have increased our understanding of the fact that a lot of individuals are affected by eating disorders, you know, people of all ages, genders, races, ethnicities, and body sizes. However, there isn't enough screening being done in healthcare settings, school settings for disordered eating in a wide variety of individuals. So though we have a better understanding, we're not quite there yet in terms of prevention and appropriate screening.
Insurance company Fidelis Care reports that eating disorders are responsible for one American death every hour. A Newsday investigation found dangerous levels of lead in nearly 3,000 water fixtures in Long Island schools. That includes drinking fountains, ice machines, and sinks. Brentwood, Smithtown, South Huntington, and West Islip had the most lead-filled water fixtures, more than 100 each. Connecticut lawmakers have passed an emergency bill aimed at cracking down on bottle redemption fraud committed by out-of-state residents. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Officials say Connecticut has been flooded with fraudulent out-of-state bulk bottle redemptions since 2024, when it raised its redemption rate to 10 cents per bottle, which is higher than neighboring states. It's costing some state beverage distributors millions of dollars. Speaker Matt Ritter says that's why lawmakers passed the emergency bill last week.
Connecticut taxpayers are essentially, and businesses are subsidizing our neighbors to the tune of like millions of dollars a year. It's not a good look.
For a first offense, the bill increases fines for out-of-state bottle redemptions from $50 to $500. For third and subsequent offenses, the fine increases from $250 to $2,000 and becomes a misdemeanor punishable by 1 year in prison. The bill also requires redemption centers to keep track of bulk drop-offs and allows local police to go after out-of-state violators. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
A new documentary on Joe Lieberman, the late U.S. Senator from Connecticut, debuts this weekend. WSHU's Shelley Hussman-Kadish has more.
The film is a retrospective of Lieberman's political life spanning more than four decades. Lieberman was a Democrat who served in the Connecticut State Legislature and as State Attorney General before his election to the U.S. Senate in 1988. The 77-minute film explores his pioneering role as the first Jewish vice presidential nominee on a major party ticket, as running mate for then-Vice President Al Gore's presidential bid in 2000. Lieberman successfully ran as an independent for U.S. Senate in 2006 after losing the Democratic primary. The film will explore his bipartisan collaboration with Republicans and his sometimes unpopular votes with Democrats. The film will be shown Sunday on Newsmax. Shelley Hussman-Kadish, WSHU News.
And it's time for WSHU's Bird Song Break. Today's bird, the red-winged blackbird. These birds love wetlands, marshes, and ponds throughout our region. Take a breath, listen, and let nature remind you to slow down. This has been WSHE's Bird Song Break, featuring the red-winged blackbird. Special thanks to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. for the news you trust and music you love. Listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, join us over on Instagram. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. Looking forward to connecting with you on there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. We'll talk on Monday.